Welcome back, class. Professor Kennedy here. This week's edition of Chalk Talk brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. You know what? The Broncos have changed up a little bit of their scheme. Traditionally, the Broncos are what we call a zone man stretch team, where they're trying to stretch right, stretch left, or create holes for cutback lanes. Now with C.J. Anderson and the recent addition of Jamaal Charles, they're going more at defenses downhill. This is one of my favorite plays of all time. It's called a Bob Trey O. What you're going to have here is this man ISO, these two double for him. He's going to pull, he's going to seal, and he's going to pull up in the hole, becoming a lead back. Now, if you think about it, with the counteraction and then the coming back, it's going to throw Dallas's defense because they're already overshifted to the right, which creates a natural hole right here to the left. Now, watch how this play goes. Counter step right, guard pull, seal for linebacker, tight end pulls, and you even bring in a wide receiver to dig out the safety. 23-yard jump for a score. This next play that we're going to see against Buffalo is one of my favorite plays. Now, I saw it first saw it out of this formation a few years back in, I think, a national championship game between Ohio State and Oregon in college. I never thought you could do it in the pros because they were just too much speed. But the way offenses have implemented it now, they've taken a little bit of that zone read scheme and added it to this play. This is called power, or what I like to refer to as God's play, because when you run it, it demoralizes every defense that you play against. This backside seal becomes an issue when you have an open side end. But the way they do it now, this man has to be responsible for the quarterback on a rollout, right? So after you see what can happen with the rollout, that's keeping him in check. The tackle is going to seal the C gap along with the center, any B gap penetration, they're going to seal. Guard is going to pull. And then it becomes double team, back, guard pulls around for the first man in the hole. This becomes a Jamaal Charles run for 19 yards. Quarterback freezes the end. Here comes the guard. You see the double team up, get a couple extra blockers. Jamaal Charles does the rest in the hole. So my best estimation, here's what has to happen, class. Our defense is going to have to stand up at the point. You're also going to have to win some internal battles. What I mean by that, your three techniques cannot be dominated by a double team. They're going to have to get some penetration. Your outside linebackers, your defensive ends, Khalil Mack, Bruce Irvin, these guys are going to have to get some penetration against those tight ends and seal up those holes before they even start. If you want to make this team one-dimensional, put all the pressure on Trevor Siemian to beat you, you probably got the best chance of winning rather than letting them have a balanced attack all the way down the field. That's my two cents. And that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. I'm Lincoln Kennedy. See you next week.